Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the annals of American penal history, few institutions cast a shadow as long and ominous as Eastern State Penitentiary. Once hailed as a revolutionary model for rehabilitation, it now stands as a haunting relic, its crumbling walls echoing with the whispers of countless forgotten souls. Tonight, on Paranormal Deep Dive, we venture into the depths of this forsaken fortress where the line between the living and the dead blurs. We'll explore its grim past, the innovative yet controversial practices that shaped its legacy, and the chilling tales of paranormal activity that continue to plague its decaying halls. Eastern State Penitentiary's story begins in 1829, a time when Philadelphia was grappling with a rising tide of crime. The existing prisons were overcrowded and ineffective, breeding more criminals than they reformed. In response, a group of Quakers and social reformers envisioned a new kind of penitentiary, one that would focus on solitary confinement and reflection as a means of rehabilitation. And so, on a sprawling plot of land just outside the city, Eastern State Penitentiary began to take shape. Its imposing Gothic architecture, designed to inspire both awe and fear, was a stark departure from the squalid conditions of earlier prisons. Each inmate was housed in a private cell, complete with a skylight that offered a glimpse of the heavens, but little else. The philosophy behind this radical approach was that isolation would force prisoners to confront their crimes and ultimately find redemption. For a time, Eastern State was hailed as a model of penal reform. Its innovative approach attracted visitors from around the world, including Charles Dickens, who famously described it as a place of terrible solitude. But beneath the veneer of progress, a darker reality was taking shape. The isolation that was meant to inspire reflection often led to despair and madness. Inmates, deprived of human contact and meaningful activity, suffered from hallucinations, paranoia, and even suicide. The silence that permeated the prison was broken only by the occasional clang of metal doors or the muffled sobs of a broken soul. As the years passed, Eastern State's reputation as a model penitentiary faded. The harsh realities of solitary confinement became increasingly apparent, and the prison struggled to maintain its idealistic vision. Overcrowding, budget cuts, and a growing inmate population led to a decline in conditions. The once pristine cells became dilapidated, the silence replaced by the cacophony of desperate voices. By the mid-20th century, Eastern State was a shadow of its former self. The prison closed its doors in 1971. Its legacy a complex mix of innovation and despair. Its imposing walls, once a symbol of hope for a more enlightened approach to punishment, now stood as a monument to the failures of the penal system. But Eastern State's story didn't end with its closure. The prison, abandoned and decaying, took on a new life as a haunted landmark. Stories of ghostly encounters circulated among those who dared to venture inside. Apparitions were sighted in the cell blocks. Disembodied voices echoed through the corridors. And unexplained phenomena occurred with alarming frequency. One of the most common reports is the sighting of a shadowy figure known as Slick Willie Sutton, roaming the cell blocks. Sutton, a notorious bank robber who briefly resided at Eastern State, is said to haunt the prison, his restless spirit forever searching for a way out. Visitors have described seeing his silhouette, fleeting and elusive, disappearing around corners and vanishing into thin air. Another frequent occurrence is the sound of disembodied voices, whispering and moaning in the darkness. Some have heard the sounds of chains rattling, the ghostly echoes of inmates shackled to their cells. Others have reported hearing the screams of tortured souls, their cries of anguish echoing through the empty corridors. But perhaps the most chilling tales come from cell block 12, a particularly isolated and oppressive section of the prison. Visitors have reported feeling an overwhelming sense of dread in this area, as if an unseen presence is watching them. The air grows heavy, and a sense of unease settles over them. Some have even claimed to hear the sounds of phantom footsteps, the pacing of unseen guards, or the shuffling of inmates long gone. These stories, and countless others, have fueled Eastern State Penitentiary's reputation as one of the most haunted places in America. But what is the truth behind these tales? Are they merely the product of overactive imaginations? Or is there something more sinister at play? Paranormal investigators have flocked to Eastern State, eager to unravel its mysteries. They've conducted countless investigations using a variety of techniques to capture evidence of the supernatural. They've set up cameras, audio recorders, and electromagnetic field detectors, hoping to capture a glimpse of the unseen. And while their findings are often inconclusive, they've amassed a wealth of compelling data that keeps the debate alive. EVPs, or electronic voice phenomena, have been recorded throughout the prison. These are disembodied voices captured on audio recordings that seem to speak from beyond the grave. Some are clear and distinct, answering questions posed by investigators or offering cryptic messages. One investigator during an EVP session in cell block 12 asked, "Are you alone?" A faint voice on the recording seemed to reply, "No, never alone." Photographs and videos have also captured strange anomalies. Orbs of light, often described as balls of energy, have been seen floating through the cell blocks and corridors. Shadowy figures, their outlines barely discernible, have been caught on camera, lurking in the corners of the prison. And unexplained mists swirling and shifting in the air have been witnessed in various locations, particularly in the more isolated and oppressive areas of the prison. But perhaps the most compelling evidence comes from the first-hand accounts of those who have encountered the supernatural at Eastern State Penitentiary. Their stories are often chilling, filled with details that defy rational explanation. They speak of feeling an overwhelming sense of sadness or fear in certain areas of the prison, as if the emotions of the past still linger. The air grows heavy and a sense of unease settles over them, leaving them feeling watched and vulnerable. They describe seeing apparitions that vanish as quickly as they appear, leaving behind a sense of wonder and disbelief. A figure standing at the end of a long corridor, only to disappear when approached. A shadowy form glimpsed out of the corner of the eye, its presence felt, but not fully seen. These fleeting encounters leave witnesses questioning their own sanity, wondering if they truly saw what they thought they saw. And they recount hearing voices that whisper secrets from the past, fragments of conversations and cries for help that send shivers down their spines. A disembodied voice calling out a name, a whisper heard in the dead of night, a chilling plea for help that goes unanswered. These auditory phenomena leave witnesses feeling unsettled, their imaginations running wild with the possibilities. One particularly unsettling account comes from a group of paranormal investigators who spent a night in the prison. They were conducting an EVP session in cell block 12 when they heard a loud bang from one of the cells. They rushed to investigate, their hearts pounding in their chests, but found the cell empty and the door securely locked. As they returned to their base, they heard another bang, this time from a different cell block. Again, they found nothing amiss. The investigators were convinced that they were not alone in the prison, that something or someone was trying to communicate with them. They described a feeling of being watched, of an unseen presence following their every move. The experience left them shaken, convinced that Eastern State Penitentiary was indeed a place where the veil between the living and the dead was thin. These accounts, while anecdotal, paint a vivid picture of a prison that is alive with the spirits of the past. They suggest that Eastern State Penitentiary is not just a haunted building, but a living, breathing entity imbued with the memories and emotions of all who have lived and died within its walls. So, what is the explanation for these phenomena? Are they the result of residual energy imprinted on the prison structure by the events of the past? Or are they the manifestations of intelligent spirits trapped between worlds and seeking to communicate with the living? The theory of residual energy posits that traumatic events can leave an imprint on the environment, a sort of psychic echo that replays itself over and over. Eastern State Penitentiary, with its history of isolation, despair, and even violence, could be such a place. The emotions and energy of countless inmates, guards, and staff may have become embedded in the very fabric of the prison, manifesting as ghostly encounters and unexplained phenomena. On the other hand, some believe that the prison is home to the spirits of those who died within its walls, whether they met their end through suicide, illness, or even violence. It's possible that some of these souls have remained tethered to the prison, unable or unwilling to move on. They may be seeking closure, trying to communicate with the living, or simply reliving the final moments of their lives. Of course, there are also those who dismiss Eastern State's haunted reputation as mere superstition and the power of suggestion. They argue that the prison's eerie atmosphere, combined with its grim history, creates the perfect conditions for ghostly encounters. Visitors, primed by tales of hauntings, may be more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences as paranormal phenomena. The creaking of an old building, the play of shadows in the dim light, the feeling of unease in an unfamiliar environment. All could be easily misinterpreted by a mind eager to believe in the supernatural. The truth, as always, remains elusive. Eastern State Penitentiary stands as a testament to a complex and often troubling chapter in American history. Its legacy is one of both innovation and despair, a reminder of the ongoing struggle to balance punishment with rehabilitation. And its haunted reputation adds another layer of mystery and intrigue to its already fascinating story. Today, Eastern State Penitentiary is a popular tourist destination, attracting visitors from around the world who come to experience its eerie atmosphere and explore its dark history. It offers guided tours, special events, and even overnight paranormal investigations. Visitors can walk the same cell blocks that once housed some of America's most notorious criminals. See the solitary confinement cells where inmates spent years in isolation, and even experience the chilling silence that once permeated the prison. But Eastern State is also a symbol of something more. It's a reminder of the ongoing debate surrounding the purpose of incarceration, the balance between punishment and rehabilitation. It's a testament to the enduring power of the human spirit, both in its capacity for cruelty and its resilience in the face of adversity. And it's a reminder that even in the most desolate of places, hope can flicker. And the echoes of the past can serve as a guide for a more enlightened future. The future of Eastern State Penitentiary remains uncertain. It will likely continue to attract visitors drawn to its dark allure. Some will come seeking thrills, others seeking a deeper understanding of the human condition. But it also serves as a cautionary tale, a reminder of the potential consequences of isolation and the importance of human connection. And so, the mystery of Eastern State Penitentiary endures. Its ghosts continue to roam its halls. Its secrets remain hidden in the shadows. But perhaps, one day, the truth will be revealed. Until then, it stands as a reminder that some mysteries are meant to remain unsolved, their allure lying in the questions they raise and the stories they inspire. From the depths of Eastern State Penitentiary, this is your host, reminding you that the truth is out there, somewhere.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.